You're not smart until you have.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra
Hudson Catskill
90.7 FM.
Do you enjoy the arts? Have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
Waif Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Waif Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
Waif Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Dave Bolivice in Philmont, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Congress, in its wisdom, has prohibited pirate operators, that is, people who operate without licenses, from ever owning a low-power station. On the other hand, that same pirate could own, for example, WCBS-TV in New York City.
Sticky sweet peach juice dribbles slowly down your chin.
You drag your tongue out at an angle lazily to catch it.
Squinting up, you count each puffy cloud that sits suspended in blue above you. One, two, three.
The grass crunches beneath the blanket as you roll your head from side to side, trying to remember every horizontal inch, expanding outwards infinitely of the big painting in the sky.
Every moment of this hot, bright summer feels perfect. And fleeting, already a memory as you're living it.
Languid, sun-baked days by the lake.
Buggy, sticky nights by the fire.
Killing time during golden hour with the door open at the bar.
Sweat-drenched midnights on the dance floor.
All winter long, we suffer and shiver and lay under our covers waiting for this. There can never be enough.
Even here, midsummer, we sit tapping our pencils on our desks, waiting to clock out, hoping the boss cuts us early enough so we can run to our cars, race to the spot, dive in the water, dry off, and dive in again.
You've reached the end of the peach, your mouth closing in on the last bites around the juicy pit, your fingers sticking to each other, the wind rustling your hair, the breeze picking up, letting you know it's almost that time.
The sun hangs closer to the horizon now.
You pick up your blanket, toss the peach pit into the trees, and head back inside where everyone's just arriving at the Love Motel.
Thank you.
Welcome, sweet, sweet listeners, to the Love Motel. We're your stop on the freeways of the radio for love songs, love advice, love-soaked musings, and anything else we've found around here behind the Love Motel desk. I'm your host, Honey, coming to you from the breezy, busy streets of Los Angeles.
And I'm your other host, Donna, holding things down from the bend in the Hudson River known as Athens, New York.
And we can't wait to spend the night with you.
Remember, if you have a question for us or want to dedicate a song to someone on our next show, you can do all that anonymously at thelovemotelradio.com or by DMing us at the.lovemotel on Instagram or by calling our not-so-secret hotline, 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568.
Well, Donna, it's been a while since we've helmed the front desk of the Love Motel together. What have you been up to?
Oh, honey, it's been a wild few months away. I decided to get on a plane and take in the sounds and sights of somewhere else for a little while, but boy, I gotta tell you, it sure is good to smell the green, green grass of home.
I'm just happy to see your face around these parts again, and I'm sure our listeners are soaking up the sweet, sweet sound of your voice once more. So, whether you're driving down 9G with the sky turning blue to black, or you're sitting at home with your ear pressed up to your portable radio, turn it up, baby. We're kicking things off with a song block to show you just how much we've been missing you.
No! mama, but I done my best.
I believe that I earned mine.
You better mind a long time for the rest.
I believe that I earned mine.
Well, I carry all that I could bear.
I believe that I earned mine.
If a sweat was pay, I'd be a millionaire.
I believe that I earned mine.
Oh, I've been working.
I've been working such a long, long time.
I believe I'm sitting ready for mine. Oh, I ain't greedy, no.
I ain't greedy, but I've been in line.
Anyone ever earn a thing, I believe that I earned mine. Folks who got a lot,
I believe that I am mine.
And I don't expect everything y'all got,
I believe that I am mine.
For every dollar I made that man,
I believe that I am mine.
I'll be a dime closer to the promised land,
I believe that I am mine.
Ooh, I've been working,
I've been working such a long, long time.
I believe I'm sitting ready for mine. Ooh, I ain't treating no
mine. I'm sitting ready for mine. Oh, I ain't greedy, no. I ain't greedy, but I've been in line.
Anyone ever earn a thing, I believe that I earned mine. I earned mine.
I earned mine.
Yes, I did.
I earned mine.
Said I earned it.
I earned mine.
Yes, I did.
I earned mine.
I worked all day.
I earned mine.
For my faith.
Welcome back to the Love Motel on WGXC or wherever you're picking us up from tonight.
Honey, I want to talk.
What about, Donna?
I've been thinking lately about time and how fast it seems to be moving and how we're watching the timelines of other people we know unravel all around us in ways we never had access to before and how hard it is not to get caught up in all that. Do you know what I mean?
I think I might know exactly what you mean. It's almost like whatever itch there is inside us to compare ourselves to others that has probably been sitting deep inside of human nature since before the dawn of time now has this powerful, malevolent tool with which we can scratch it all the time in our hands and in our back pockets. I'm finding it hard to look away, to look inwards more and up and around at the present moment. And not just at everyone else. And then I feel like time is moving faster, or maybe we're all just more tired, or maybe that's just growing up.
Who's to say? It's nice to know that you're feeling it too. And maybe our listeners are as well. Maybe we're all suffering through it together.
Let's decide over this next month, before we meet again, maybe we all try to not worry about time or productivity or the milestones we feel like we should be striving towards or should have already achieved. Maybe we focus on grounding ourselves within ourselves and in community. That kind of sounds nice, right?
Boy, does it ever. I'll think on that, and meanwhile, we'll play some more tunes.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know seen, and we're not little children, and we know what we want, and the future is certain. Give us
Thank you.
We're back here at the Love Motel, where I, honey, have been musing on musings. Sometimes in the day-to-day of it all, I forget to stop and smell the roses and remember that roses are actually the most beautiful thing that could possibly exist, and they grow right here, spilling out of my neighbor's yard or sometimes just on the side of the road at the ugliest intersection you could possibly imagine. So, Donna, how do you remember to look up from your to-do list and remember what makes you want to do anything at all? And what have you been inspired by lately?
What a good question, honey. I want to know what everyone's answer to that is. What sort of thing might make the people all around me pause mid-daily grind? And for me, well, I'm lucky enough to feel overwhelmed by little moments of natural miraculousness pretty regularly. I live in the country and I love to look outside. But the first thing that came to my mind was sunsets, or just watching the clouds come together at dusk, even if there isn't a big color show. Just the other evening, I was completely awestruck by what the sky was doing. It had just rained, and the clouds were roiling above me, all folding in toward each other. The setting sun was throwing gold all over the land, and just a little cobalt early night sky was peeking through the orange brushed bellies of the clouds. It was so dramatic, like seeing some divine event. I thought, this must be what people think entering heaven is like.
God, that does sound like heaven. And you know, and a lot of our listeners know, that oftentimes the beauty of the Hudson Valley feels like heaven on earth. It's so important to do just that wherever you are. Stare out your window. Remember how short and fleeting life is and how beautiful the sun looks at just the right angle. Okay, are you out there? Are you looking? Turn that volume knob up once more, because this is the perfect song to take it all into.
Fading into put your hands into your hands. And then the smiles cover your heart. Fade down to you. Strange.
Dicen que por las noches nomás se le iba en puro llorar. Dicen que no comía, nomás se le iba en puro tomar. Juran que el mismo cielo se estremecía al oír su llanto. Cómo sufría por ella, que hasta en su muerte la fue llamando. Sola con sus puertitas de par en par, juran que esa paloma no es otra cosa más que su alma, que todavía la espera a que regrese la desdichada.
know I do.
Closing it out, shutting it down, flicking off the lights. It's time to check out and head on our way.
How good it feels to be back where we belong for an evening, spending the night with Donna, Honey, the best love songs ever written, and all of you. And we're so heartbroken to say goodbye.
But we'll be back next month. And until then, you can catch up with us anytime in our audio archive at thelovemotelradio.com.
And you know we love hearing from you, so don't be shy. Write into us and be part of our next show on our website, on Instagram at the.lovemotel, or by calling and leaving a message at 857-DIAL-LOVE.
We want to put your voice on the air and play a song that's just for YOU.
So we'll see you here on WGXC or wherever you might be listening to us in just a short while.
Until then, don't forget. Love is in the airwaves.
Your mind is all confused. Can't seem to choose what's right or wrong. Way down deep inside, you know that love won't be denied for long. And later, if you search your mind for reasons why you gave your love so soon, look and find each other, walk among the stars this very night. And by what yardstick can we measure? Who is there to say what's wrong or right? Well, life is just a happy song, so why should you now not play the tune? Should sit and cry and wonder why you gave your love so soon.
spent, you'll sit and wonder why.